Good evening and welcome to Radio Alchemy, where we fuse the fringe with conventional wisdom. From secret societies to out-of-body experiences, black budget technology to this new world disorder, we want you to join us each week as we look at this thing called life with all the pieces. And I have to tell you, darlings, this last weekend's Catalyst Conference, oh my God, where were you? We had some folks show up. We had some folks show up to the one in August also with Dr. Albert Taylor, with Dr. Roger Lehr, this time with Barbara Lamb, with Bernard Nothaus, and with Obalaji Kefren Rust. And I think, I guess you guys think that I'm playing here. I guess you think that, you know, it's like, yeah, we've heard it before in crop circles. Yeah, these pretty little pat down of grass here and there with these nice squares and stuff. Oh my God, you guys are really missing out. Really missing out, because I know it's hard for you to stay up 2 to 4. And so that's what these events are for during the day, so that you can get up, be conscious, see the facts or what you might think is fiction in front of your face when you're conscious, so that you can evaluate and gather more information for your own self-discovery, right? And so please, when we do these things, remember, don't worry about the cost, because nobody is turned away for lack of funds. It is expensive putting on these things. I kind of got nailed last time, but I'm going to keep doing them. And I hope you guys show up, because you are missing out. The presenters last week, Bernard Nothaus on the Liberty Dollar, blow you away. Actually, silver and gold-backed certificates, which are legal, which you can use at grocery stores and educate people about the use of these dollars, which aren't fictional, which aren't fiat money, all right? Obalaji, who was telling you about the things you need to do for your body to survive West Nile, to survive SARS, to survive the new influenza that is killing more people than AIDS in the United States. Talking about being a spiritual warrior? My God, folks. I know why you stay up late, but now I just got to figure out how to have you come out and be a part of the conscious living effort and getting you guys to sign up to be your own hero, to be your own savior, okay? Because that's what it's about. And once you know about it, you can spread it to other people. And so I really hope that you start to attend these things, because they're powerful. It is amazing stuff. Barbara Lamb and her crop circles, amazing stuff, folks. Dagnabbit. Fortunately, there are videotapes available. We'll tell you about this later. But with the gentleman that we have on in this first hour, we were kind of talking off the air about doing a whole new gathering, a virtual gathering, a gathering of convenience for those of you that have internet connections. We're going to get into that with our hour one first guest, Bob Dobbs. We are continuing our media ecology, and what we need for you to do, we need for you to find an internet connection or go somewhere and print out his charts. Now, these are an amazing multi-dimensional maze that is the foundation and a jump-off point for a lot of his talks, and is a navigational map of his mental capacities, and also for our multi-tiered, multi-frequency environments. And where you need to go to get them is www.McLuhan Institute. McLuhan is spelled McLuhan and then institute.org/Baedeker, BAEDECKER. I'm sorry, dear?
BAEDEKER, no C.
Oh, okay. So that's BAEDEKER, drop the C, McLuhanInstitute.org/Baedeker, BAEDEKER.
All
right.
Just go to McLuhanInstitute.org. Once you get there, click on Baedeker. Then you'll see Bob's articles, and then click on Bob's charts.
And there's Yes, yes. And there's Bob himself helping us navigate our chip awareness into the right places. So that you need to look at these two charts. One of them is called Bob Dobbs Formula Chart. And the other one is Xenocrinus Bob's Tiny Note Chart, the Grand Wazoo's Decadence. Right, exactly. All right, so the two charts at www.mcLuhaninstitute.org/Bettiger is the Bob Dobbs formula chart, because these are going to be what we're speaking about this evening, and also the Grand Wazoo's Decadence, and that is Bob Dobbs' Tiny Note Chart. And once you get to it, you're going, tiny, give me a break. That is absolutely huge. All right. So without further babbling by your hostie here, let's welcome Bob Dobbs back into our continued talk about the complex world of the media swim, the media matrix that we are swimming in. Hi, Bob. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. Nice to talk to you again, Eben.
Yes, sir.
All right. This, looking at the Bob Dobbs formula chart, this is based on Finnegan's Wake updated. So you don't need to know about Finnegan's Wake at this point, because this is a refinement of Finnegan's Wake and adaptation of situations that it only intuited. We now are inside the world Finnegan's Wake intuited, so we have a better grasp of it.
Let me ask you real quick before we get into that. Why is Finnegan's Wake so significant?
Because he had the guts as a writer to realize that the book was dead. It was no longer constitutive, no longer molding people. This was in the 20s and 30s. He had written what the 20th century, in retrospect, considers the greatest novel, Ulysses. He had done that. And that was even a book of media awareness. But then he had to deal with the fact that radio was swallowing up the book world. And then he foresaw that television and satellites and digital reality was coming. So he wrote a book that would preserve the book experience in relation to post-book media. So he said, I'm going to make a book that really contains the dynamics of future media, and yet it still will be able to be looked at through a book. So the book is literally unreadable unless you understand how to approach it. All right?
Yes, yes.
And so we've had an opportunity over the last 70 years to further understand what he was predicting, what he was anticipating, so that it's easier to understand the Wake. And then so I always use Joyce as the alchemist who's the one that we have to build with and build on and then knock the building down. because we don't want to get trapped, and nothing holds any staying power anymore. So these charts are temporary guides to when you need to have a post to lean on. But they're always pointing to the ability to handle the no-information society we're in right now.
Yes.
So this, the first chart is covers a period from 1750 to 2020. And basically, it's the electric age. Ben Franklin in the 1750s is flying a kite and discovering electricity or learning how to harness it, right?
Right.
And conceptualizing it. So what you do is you take, what I did in the chart is I took the five main characters in Finnegan's Wake, the mother and father, ALP and HCE, and then the twin sons, Shem and Sean, and then the daughter, Issy. So since the technology, once the electric age came in, was building toward a situation where the technology would come alive and take on a life of its own, this chart is mapping the stages that led to that. My term for where the technologies are living in their own dynamic is called the Android meme. And the Android meme could not be possible until the telegraph was created. And so I have under ALP, I use the female sign as a symbol of the new technologies that are coming that nobody foresees the effects of. Like any powerful woman, nobody can foresee the effects of a powerful woman, at whatever level you mean by her power, right?
Okay.
That's it. Think back of the myth of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, as a result of our actions with the apple, they have to put figs on. And the fig is the first clothing. And all technologies are man-made, human-made clothing. So there is an interesting connection to the female principle in the making of technology.
Interesting.
All right, so on the left of the chart, you have new technology, which is being intuited by human scientists, inventors, and they're formulating before they actually get the technology, invent some gadget like the telegraph. There's all kinds of conceptualization going on years before that because people are intuiting it. It's like a zeitgeist, right?
Okay.
Now, at the same time, the man represents bureaucratic control. So HCE, Humphrey Trimpton Earwicker, he represents the polarity, the yin-yang relationship to the new technology, which is represented by women. So the man then is trying to control it. At least at the time of 1750, the men were dominating social relations due to the left hemisphere world that the printing press built. And so men were trying to control the effects of any new technology. So they used intelligence agencies to anticipate what was happening, spying on scientists or just new knowledge. They want to preserve their bureaucracy as new environments and technical environments are created that will upset the power relations of the bureaucracy. So what you have is on the left, on the right side of the chart, you have HCE, and I call him the top-down bureaucratic ground, where in the ALP female case, where effects are preceding the actual technology. So as the technology is starting to be invented, the effects of it are already operating on people. But the intelligence agencies, the male intelligence agencies, try to anticipate the particular effects and adapt their particular causes to it. So they don't deal with a situation of effects preceding causes. They try to take their causes and merge them with the effects that they're anticipating. So I take these two dynamics, technology that humans are in general are making, the anticipation of that by intelligence agencies, and in between is the people, not the secret intelligence agency or the secret effects of new technology, and the people are represented by the two twins, two male twins, and the daughter. And so I have the twins are taking previous technologies that have already been established and set up certain social and power relations, and they are arguing among themselves with older technologies, going to war against each other. So you have one kind of cultural technological enemy versus some new kind of technological weaponry, which isn't as new as the newest, but it's more powerful than the technological determined technological power relationship of the technology of a culture. That is going to be threatened by new technologies, and as those new technologies are developed, they'll knock off the previous ones. But while the battle is going on between the two sons, there's even a more invisible effects happening with this next level of technology, all right? Then I have Issy, the daughter, representing anthropomorphic, sociological, psychological mask, which is generally a bureaucratic king, prince, democratic leader, once you get into democracies. The preserving of social order is the woman's role, the average woman. They were the ones, the godmother is really the message of the godfather of that movie. So women have always controlled and determined the values, the ethics, the morals, in male-dominated societies. So the actual presidential politics or setting up a leader of a society, king, queen, or prince, or a democratic leader, is symbolized by Issy, the daughter, all right?
Okay.
So the two twins and the daughter are arguing and setting up different relationships among themselves while wrestling with the effects of known technologies that have already been assimilated. Hidden beneath that, what the kids don't see is what the parents are really doing. And what the parents are really doing is, on the female side, is new amazing technology that's way beyond what is known in the society is sneaking up on the whole gang. And the intelligence agencies represented by the HCE male figure are trying to maintain control, all right? At least information control.
Yes.
So I work through from the telegraph up to the satellite. Now, human-made technology ends with the satellite and laser beam in 1960. I show the effects in the various parts of the chart based on those three divisions, Shemi, Sean, and Issy, outside of ALP and HCE structures. But to speed this up, you have the arrival at the satellite and laser beam phase in 1960. At that point, technology separates out from humans making it and starts developing itself on its own. And it's going to replay the stages from 1750 to 1960 in its own dynamic and speed it up and miniaturize. So that phase is called the homeopathic cliche probes. Homeopathy being a combination of hologram and homeopathy. Because the technology, once technology and the android mean take over, shrinks itself, miniaturizes itself, replays the human evolution of technology up to 1960, faster and tinier, all right? Now, the other part you'll see underneath holopathic cliche probes on the left, you'll see anthropomorphic physical. That is the essence of a human being, or the fact that human beings live in something called nature and are, were created by something. All the technologies have been extended from the human bodies and then have been assimilated by humans, altered human societies and evolutions. Then the technology leaves the anthropomorphic physical and takes on a life of its own, at the same time trying to make the anthropomorphic physical, the original first nature human, feel that it's in control. Whereas that whole period from 1750 to 1960, humans were subsumed and dominated by mechanical environments.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the holopathic cliche probe from 1960 to 77, which is the date on the right, and it's all an extension of the anthropomorphic physical, as the holopathic cliche probes miniaturize, they make the anthropomorphic physical more obvious, that it all came from us.
Yes.
But we didn't know that when we were first, under instinct, inventing technology. So you take the 1960 to the 1992 phase, which is made up of two subdivisions, holopathic cliche probes and anthropomorphic physical,
yes,
and I take that particular 30-year phase and show it in more detail, and that's how you get to the second chart. So we're going to go to the second chart, the tiny note chart. And this anticipates and explains the last 30 and 40 years.
Let me tell folks that you're tuned to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. This is Radio Alchemy. I'm your host, Eben Ray. On the line is Bob Dobbs. If you're wondering what we're talking about, I am actually looking at Bob Dobbs's formula chart, which you can locate at www.mcluhaninstitute, and that's mcluhaninstitute.org /Baedeker, Baedeker. And there you're going to find a charts page, and you'll be able to see Bob Dobbs' formula chart that we just finished going through. And now we're going to move to what euphemistically is called Bob Dobbs's tiny note chart, Xenochronous Bob's tiny note chart, and that's what we're moving to now.
Yeah, now, this, we'll do this again and maybe continue working with these charts, because I can't explain it all in the short time we have.
Oh, yeah.
But I've just given an overview of how the second chart came from the first chart.
Right.
The tiny note chart has sprung out, spiraled out of the general big picture that's presented in the formula chart. All right?
Very good. And the tiny note chart is coming from some of the last entries from 1960 to 1992. And that has been expanded. That area, holopathic cliche probes and anthropomorphic physical, is expanded in Bob's tiny note chart, which you'll also find at the website.
Yeah, it's expanded because basically the holopathic chart is the Android meme, replaying the history from the beginning, but especially from 1750 to 1960. So when you look at the second chart, you're looking at a chart of the Android meme, which is the present-day chemistry we live with, the physics we live with.
Okay.
All right, though it's not well-known that that's what we're living with.
Very good.
So when we look at the second chart, I have provided the periodic table, or any famous scientific chart designation nomenclature you want to use, for where we actually live now, and most knowledge systems can't deal with this, the Android meme. So this is the first attempt by a human being to map out what we're surrounded by and invaded by. And it itself, we don't want to be too paranoid about it, is also trying to be more user-friendly and becoming more seductive.
Hmm.
I did want to give the title of the title of the first formula chart, which deals from 1750 to 2020, is the co-evolutionary anticipatory mimesis of technology. It mimes our own bodies, our anthropomorphic physical, and it equals the situation or statement how the media archetypes fit the Battle of Jericho in American politics. So I have the Washington 1776 all the way up to Perot and me 2012. So that's the first chart. Now we're going to the chart of the Android meme, the tiny note chart, which has a subtitle taken from Frank Zappa, who had an orchestra in the early 70s called the Grand Wazoo, and an album using that name. There's an anachrony that one will experience as you become more intimate with the Andor meme, which is just becoming conscious of the process it's putting you through. You will experience a anachrony, but it will be equalized by the Andor meme's dance, which I call the Grand Wazoo's Decade Dance. And it's a cyclotron, taken from particle physics, of homeopathic cliche probes. Now, what you have here is every technology that humans made in the electric phase, telegraph, radio, movies, television, computers, and satellites, is going to be replayed in tinier proportions, taking the effects that the radio had. One of the effects, the well-known effects of radio, was World War II, and the new tribal chieftains, Hitler, Churchill, Stalin, and Roosevelt, and later Mao Zedong, which was a little delayed and didn't get radio till the 60s, so to speak. It will create a certain kind of political dynamism, a certain kind of style. You know, radio creates the tribal chieftain. So the Andor meme is going to replay the effects of radio homeopathically, and it will be a meme of radio thoughts and attitudes. Now, I call it on the chart on the far left, homeopathic radio satellite, because the Andor meme is operating inside the theater that the last human-made technology was, that satellite. It creates a global theater. So the Andor meme is going to merge with the satellite theater and be a character. And it's going to be made up of radio, a radio character, a television actor, a computer actor, and a satellite actor. That's on the left column. Now, it's not television and its effects, per se, because that came in the 50s and then was assumed by computer and satellite in the 60s and 70s. So what the Andor meme can only work with is to replay a cultural memory bank or a memory theater of what those effects were. So you have, in 1960, what would be the radio sensibility? It would be a replay of the McCarthy era, the period from 1947 to 57, which was a period of tribal paranoia caused by radio, which was really initiated by the hidden ground of television, which people weren't fully aware of in terms of the effects. The effects of television show up in the mid-60s with the counterculture revolution and psychedelics and things and rock electrified music. So looking at the chart, you look at each technological archetype, understand that it's a meme, and see that a human can be a figure, like an allegory, but a living allegory representing the radio meme. So I pick Lyndon LaRouche to represent the radio meme. But because this is a cyclotron and these memes are being miniaturized, they are really subatomic particles. And they have a short lifespan, say 6 hours.
Okay.
So by the time you get to 1977, you've had the subatomic meme particle radio, subatomic meme particle television, subatomic meme particle computer circulating about. You can look at the mood. You look at footage of the 50s, much different than the footage of the 70s. People are obviously going through different fashions in a rapidity that wasn't witnessed before in previous centuries. So you generalize the radio meme around 1960. What was happening in 1960 within media dynamics, which everybody was being conditioned by because that's all that people had after 1960, was media dynamics. And you had the theme God is Dead. You had jazz as popular, Miles Davis. You had McCarthyism. You had the release of Ezra Pound from jail and therefore doing the poetry circuit again. And you had Patsy Cline. You had the novel Catch-22. These are general things that happened. You had the movie The Great Escape in 1963. You had Mickey Mantle. You look at the horizontally, you see that, Eben?
Yes.
All the different themes?
Right. We're going down, Catch-22, Mental Body. Yeah, Mae Brussel.
What I'm doing here is I'm taking all the general themes of knowledge and putting them in the particular meme and technology they resonate with.
Right.
So nominalism, lung cancer, Patsy Cline, the old newspaper medium, the God is Dead theme, Lyndon LaRouche's concerns, McCarthyism, all and worries about the world government all fit into a meme that really was a product of and replay of the radio meme of the 20s and 30s.
Wow.
And so that shows up in 1960 Just think of just before the Kennedy period, Ike in the 50s. And I have underneath 1960 on the right, 1947 to 57.
Right.
But that is replaying, in mimic terms, 1840 to 1900. If you read LaRouche, he's an expert on the historical battles and cultural scientists of 1840 to 1900. And all his political platform is around retrieving the ideals set up by Ryman and Lafayette and politicians and Abraham Lincoln. He is an expert of that thing, of that period. But it was in 1840, 1900 that radio was being built by people discovering electron particles, Maxwell Clerk, then the man who goes on to, who discovers the electron in 1897. All of that was developing an imaging that would allow people to think up the wireless invention of Marconi, which would lead to the radio. Okay?
Yes.
The hidden ground, the ALP from the previous chart, the female principle of new technology unfolding, a new environment, of was happening in 1840 and 1900, and it produced, as its medium of general triumph, radio. So in 1960, the Birchers, the paranoia, the McCarthyism period, which was technically between 47 to 57, McCarthy died in 57, that is replaying the actual development of radio in the 19th century, all right?
Right.
As a thought form.
Well, you know what, that, you know, what you're talking about right now, if all technology emanated from the human body, and if the Boothians made human beings with memory instead of...
Not made us, they altered us.
They altered us.
But they did give us the capacity, probably, to start really developing technology.
Right, but I was thinking that the way they did was through reflection instead of premonition. It makes sense that the technology that we emanate takes... History takes and replays history because we don't have premonition. We only have reflection.
Right.
So
But we do have premonition in the unconscious level. That's represented by the ALP, feminine principle. We are developing a post-digital technology right now by people thinking, by people working in labs. They don't know what it's going to lead to, but when we get post-digital, we'll have some amazing new technology that we never foresaw. And we might have written science fiction imagining, but it'll always surprise us. It'll be greater or stranger than we imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So we're building that now. We're intuiting unconsciously what's coming. But we do it by walking through history backwards. We're looking at the digital world and analyzing this world because we know that world. It's come and gone. While we're unconsciously making other plans, as John Lennon said.
Right.
You know, what is it? You live life, you make plans, but life itself is making other situations for you.
Right.
It's always a surprise.
Very good, very good.
Okay, so in 1965, the culture changes from the 50s McCarthyism period. And by 1965, you have what was being developed from 57 to 67 was holeopathic television. It was a replay of the effects, the tactile effects of television, peeking into this weird phenomenon in 1965 where people are taking psychedelic drugs and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Frank Zappa and all that cultural explosion in music, so different from the 50s, so different from the radio meme. And what is the common ground of that countercultural explosion in the mid-60s is they are expressing the tactile characteristics of television. Television was a drug trip. The whole population in the 50s was on a drug trip, and then it became an art form with psychedelics. Now, what was that doing? That was actually replaying the actual development of television from 1900 to 1918, with Baird in Europe making mechanical television and Philo Farnsworth in the United States making electric television. So people were imagining television. Jules Verne was writing about it. He thought it would come in the 29th century. All right? They're imagining it. We're, the human collective process, innumerable human minds are imagining and working and inspiring particular geniuses or technicians or poets to imagine television, then we get television. But television shows up as a hidden environment in the 50s. It's subsumed by the computer environment in the 60s and the satellite environment. So by 1965, you have a celebration of the effects of television, the meme of television, with the phrase, if it feels good, do it,
mm-hmm.
The Kennedy assassination. You have the... solar government being developed as opposed to the world government in the radio LaRouche phase, all right? Now we're into the Marshall McLuhan television phase. And I take themes from the occult, from physics, from chemistry, all knowledge systems, and non-Western systems, and show that these systems are really reflecting mimic characteristics from the technology that swallowed the period those systems came from.
Why does schizophrenia resonate in the television environment?
Because schizophrenia was a product of literacy. The beginning of Descartesian mind-body split, that was a product of the phonetic alphabet intensified by print. Once you get post-print and you get into the radio and television era, schizophrenia becomes an art form. Conceptual art, Andy Warhol, Frank Zappa, the Beatles, every one of them plays with schizophrenia. Tim Leary. Even, Lives of Sybil? Remember the
right, woman? Right. Sybil, absolutely.
And it becomes a popular phenomenon. Make movies out of it. The fads, both in highbrow culture and lowbrow culture, always reflect the deepest levels of the characteristics of the technology that's creating them. But we don't have any new technology from 1960 on. We only have the Android meme replaying themes while gradually disappearing technology. We're looking at this as a little computer which has radio, TV, movies, and everything on it miniaturized. But when they were environments originally, television, movie, and radio, they were huge.
Yes.
So we see the miniaturization happening. And on the far right, you will see ratios. If you look back at the LaRouche one, you see visual kinetic in relation to proprioceptive osmic acoustic. Those are collective sensory preferences based on our individual body's sensory structure. That is the general characteristics of that particular meme.
Right.
So LaRouche is a total visual kinetic guy, miming the visual kinetic effect of radio. Radio enhances an awareness of visual kinesis in Western society.
So it draws you to, so you're sitting there and it's the radio drama, and so it gives you mental pictures through audio.
Yes, it's an audio experience, but your sensory structure balances that off by emphasizing the visual,
right,
which is what people think radio is a time of imagination.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But television, you don't think of people having imagination when they're watching television.
Because it gives it all there for you.
No, in a way, yeah, because the tactile sense includes all the senses. Television is tactile. If you understand it in that way, it gives it all to you. It gives the whole operation. But it is not going to emphasize the balancing of the eye, the stimulation of the eye that radio does, which leads to what's called an imagination. But TV is dance. So if you look at the ratios, you see visual, acoustic, kinetic, and osmic, the smell sense, are heightened, while the hidden effect is proprioceptive and tactile. The proprioceptive is traveling your inner landscape, and that creates the drug fad.
Mm.
All right? William Burroughs is junk, or naked lunch.
Wow. Very cool. Okay.
So then, now the computer was built from 1918 to 1945. That's when they actually were inventing the structure, and when a lot of thinking went into imagining and then having it happen. And basically the computer was worked out of radar during World War II.
Right.
So 1918-1945 is when the computer is working on our collective imagination and unfolding or manifesting. But by 1970, we're well into a satellite environment, and the computer environment is no longer ground, and its effects are replayed by the Android meme. So the computer, which is an extension of the central nervous system calculating abilities, it creates all kinds of themes which resonate throughout the chart. One of them is the 1968 Democratic Convention, where the chant was, "The whole world is watching." So we've moved from the LaRouche phase, the Dave Emery, May Brussel phase of God is dead, big cultural crisis in concepts in the turn of the 60s, 1960. Then by the middle 60s, the sexual revolution, the hedonistic revolution breaks out. So the phrase is, if it feels good, do it. But by the late 60s, when the yippies come in, and the hard hats, it's a sense that the world as a theater is becoming more obvious. We're starting to intuit the satellite, and the transition to the satellite awareness is the phrase, the whole world is watching. All right?
Right.
And that was the cliche, out from the streets, media nomenclature, or media theme, that was really expressing the sensory bias that the computer created and then was replayed by the Android meme. Holeopathically. So moving along, now also I have in the middle column historical cities and cultures that resonate with the meme. So what is a computer meme replay? It replays Atlantis. Now think of the Nazis, how they were so obsessed with the bad and the Aryan history and Atlantis and all that stuff. And they were rising during the computer period, 1945. So the fad of Atlantis, Donovan singing about Atlantis in the late 60s, and then the New Age breaking out, symbolized by William Irwin Thompson, who has sets up the Lindisfarne Foundation and does the most successful public relations of the Atlantis and New Age and Zen Buddhist theme. All right? That's why Atlantis is interacting with Tokyo. On the street is also the hard hats versus the hippies. Now, also, you have older hardware technologies battling out on the sidelines in the ghettos of the world. So you have the atom bomb fighting against chemicals. That's the 1969 November. Nixon's going to bomb. He's going to nuclear bomb North Korea. And the demonstrations come out and kind of put a fright into him, so he can't handle the whole world is watching scenario. Mm-hmm. But it's still the use of napalm bombs. So napalm chemicals. So it's chemicals versus atom bomb is the old hardware technology. Remember, we're dealing with software memes here.
Yes.
The garbage 19th century technology, the hardware stuff, is still having its circulation in the global theater.
Right.
So what is the main crisis that comes out of that, symbolized by Watergate? Kennedy assassination in the McLuhan TV phase, which is also includes Frank Zappa, and then the LaRouche phase was the scandal of McCarthyism. Many people think LaRouche is the replay of McCarthyism, the finger-pointing, you know? but LaRouche is a holopathic replay of that with a skillfuler, more intelligent brain about it. He's still a victim of the meme. McLuhan was a victim of the TV meme. But now I pick these figures who successfully impinged on the public with an institution or a meme, an idea, a poem, or a controversy. Right?
Right.
That sparks the imagination. Everybody knows who LaRouche is. Everybody knows who McLuhan is. And many people know who William Irwin Thompson is. At least they knew who he was in the 70s. I mean, he was featured on Bill Moyers and got 50,000 letters, and Lawrence Rockefeller funded him. All right?
Ooh, yeah.
Certain level of success there.
Yes.
So if you look on the right-hand column, second right-hand column, one in, not along the...
Under politics.
Yeah, well, under God. You see 1840, 1900 to the left, you see God.
Oh, we're back up there. I'm sorry, I was still at the computer.
Right, God, sex, politics. Politics is in the Thompson quadrant. Consciousness. Those four are basic anthropomorphic realities. Not that God, any particular God, but the idea that some higher reality or collective cohesion is helping humans, right?
Right.
That's God. Sex is a very big, powerful force in people. Politics, which is the organizing of cultural hierarchy, is a big power. And consciousness itself is a big factor. So I take these anthropomorphic aspects and overlay them with the memes of the technological phases. So you have to realize the Android meme represents the merging of original nature and second nature being technologies themselves.
Yes.
So as the Android meme comes alive, that means it's approximating first nature characteristics.
Right.
So when in LaRouche's phase God is dead, that's a meme revolving around the anthropomorphic concern of God or some greater reality or some kind of order.
Yes.
Some cosmos or something.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, yes.
When you get into the mid-60s in the TV phase, the meme of TV, sex is the most primitive first nature phenomenon that it gets a high profile in the 60s. When you get into the late 60s, early 70s, during the computer phase. Now think of the computer phase also replaying 1918, 1945, a very hyper-political time, mass tribal politics, right?
Right.
So that gets replayed in a miniature scale in the battle between in American culture, and this is all describing American culture, which then becomes world culture. Yippies and hard hats are acting out the battle of politics, and it's like after the orgy of the 60s, people then wanted to form an identity and assess the value of it. Therefore, they became political, and then you began to have the fight between men and women and the rise of women's liberation. That's why on the left you'll see, where is it, under Rolling Stone magazine, you have Cowgirl on the far left.
Yeah.
There's the Cowgirl. Well, as you look above that in the McLuhan section, in the same position, every term is replayed in each meme with the same theme. So what is in the same position as Cowgirl, one slot back up? It's Detective.
Right.
You will look one slop up to LaRouche, you see director. So there is those human functions, director, detective, cowgirl. Then below that, you got lawyer in the Croker holopathic satellite phase, and then you have producer in the Bob Dobbs phase.
Right.
Those are human institutions which are in the mix. Every institution is in the mix here. Every concept, it's an encyclopedia, right? Uh-huh. And the Android meme is going to replay that encyclopedia. If you go up to the very top, where I have Rai, Eloy, Tu, Lofty, those four forces, and then
yes.
Bob.
Right.
Rai, Eloy, Tu, Lofty, according to Cosmic Awareness, is channeled through Ralph Doobie and David Worster in the 60s, one of the early great mediums of the New Age movement, were the original forces that created this world in First Nature. So since the Android meme is imitating First Nature, it's going to have and imitate the original forces, Rai, Eloy, Tu, and Lofty. Now, Second Nature is humans making technology and creating their own Rai, Eloy, Tu, and Lofty. So radio is Rai, Eloy is TV, Tu is computer, and Lofty is satellite. But that was up till 1960. Then the Android meme replays those features because it's merging Second Nature technology with First Nature. It's merging radio, computer, TV, satellite with Rai, Eloy, Tu, Lofty. But as you look below Rai, the first category is colors. The simple perception of color, orange, red, blue, yellow, green, they become replaced by molecule proton, then black hole, red giant. So I'm taking chemistry, I'm taking astrophysics. Then I put in Croker's categories, sacrificial TV, Arthur Croker, the sociologist, political scientist, so sacrificial TV, crash TV, disciplinary TV, surveillance TV, and excremental TV. Then I bring in more folk culture knowledge, elementals, goblins, fairies, humans, and angels, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they also become, if you look down three from the bottom of that section, bass, guitar, drummer, organ, vocals, mixing and musical instruments. Then I have McLuhan's tetrad at the very bottom of that first column, front spin, back spin, retrieval, and chiasmus. So I have interweaved knowledge from LaRouche, from McLuhan, from the New Age guru, satirical expert, William Rowan Thompson, and then the inheritor of Foucault, Baudrillard, Virilio, the postmodern guys of the 80s, Arthur Croker. His themes are interweaved, as well as the fact of magazines. So the LaRouche phase is Time magazine. That was the heyday of Time magazine. Its cultural power was in the 50s. What becomes dominant in the 60s? Can you guess? What becomes culturally more favored than Time magazine?
Well, considering that I forgot what the far right column, the one next to it, it's sex, and so you have Playboy magazine there.
Right. So they match up.
Yes.
But definitely Playboy magazine is the medium of de rigueur, of du jour in the 60s, all right?
Right.
Then what's it superseded by? The counterculture, Rolling Stone magazine.
Right.
In the late 60s, early 70s, in the computer phase. Remember, a lot of the counterculture that is dominant then is the Whole Earth Catalog and Stuart Brand and those people who then become wired in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s. Stuart Brand writes about the MIT lab. Out of the Rolling Stone magazine era was people that were going to move from drugs into computers. All right? Stuart Brand is one of the well-known people of that phase. He's the one who put out the Whole Earth Catalog.
Hmm.
All right?
Okay.
So then you come into, what is a 70s magazine? By that time, you've got a real media mix. You got magazine racks with hundreds of kinds of demographically designed media of magazines, right?
Right.
So it's a dirty, it's a sort of a punkish magazine, something that's not as glossy as Playboy, not as culturally, quote, hip as Rolling Stone, is going to be an anti-environment, satirical response to that, and I call it Gallery. It is Gallery magazine, which had all kinds of tremendous conspiracy articles and new science articles, and it was a rough thing with the punk sensibility, which replayed the effect of the world becoming a ghetto underneath the satellite condition.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what would that logically come after Gallery magazine? Gallery magazines are dead by the late 80s. So what would be the next magazine? You can look at there and see what it is, but it makes sense. Individual, as people get the ability to reproduce any kind of media, zines take over. So I put in there, as a typical archetypal zine, one of the early, more successful ones, Ben is Dead magazine, right? That's made by kids who have all this technology. They don't have to rely on some centralized publisher anymore, Time, right. Playboy, or Rolling Stone. They right. make their own culture, right?
Right.
They are producers. They're not a lawyer like Gallery magazine. Walter Bowert used to do a lot of work for Gallery magazine.
Right.
A lot of the MKUltra Operation Mind Control. In the Rolling Stone phase, it's Cowgirl. It's Janis Joplin. Playboy magazine, Detective. That's James Bond, or all those I Spy TV shows of the 50s. Time magazine is the director. Director of the FBI, Mr. Hoover. Director of the movies, Alfred Hitchcock. You see? Mm. It still has a earlier literate newspaper sensibility. Now, if you look beside Holy Pathy Radio Satellite, I have a complementary medium in the second column to the left. Under the subatomic particle hadron, you have newspaper. Newspaper sensibility and meme comes out of Dave Emery, Sherman Skolnick, Lynn LaRouche, Cloak and Dagger, anything that analyzes national issues and plays off of cultural paranoia and national paranoias. All right?
Right, right.
And battles between state and federal and city governments. But when you get into the TV McLuhan meme, you have television, but what is played off? Electric media. That's movies, Hollywood, rock and roll, jazz, magazines. All the old cultural content is in yin-yang symmetry with the television phase. So what comes in with the computer? The computer has such a heavy eye bias, retrieves kinetic eye, that it brings back the book. So you have a lot of people who were in the counterculture and the boomer generation in the 60s start becoming writers in the 70s. All right? Follow that?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
After they got burned out and all the effects of the TV meme in the
right.
60s.
Right.
And they many people went to university, became professors. And the printed book is a simpatico medium for the computer meme phase. And another thing is the new physics books, the science. Omni magazine comes out in the late 70s. People start getting interested in scientific literate categories. All right?
Right.
Now, when you get into the 80s, the age of spectacle and Reagan era, it's the postmodern phase. It's a replay of satellite sensibility. What is the medium that matches best with that? Not the book, not the newspaper, not rock and roll. The movie. And that's the great Hollywood movies of the 70s, plus the fact that you move into movies with effects in the 80s, all right?
Okay, very good.
And the movie medium contains all previous media. So if the satellite is the end development of technological evolution containing all previous developments, then the medium, the old kind of medium, like a movie, it resonates with the satellite meme because it contains all media, in per se, all right?
Okay.
So what is the medium that comes in with the anthropomorphic physical, which is post-satellite? As the media miniaturizes and we stand and we start becoming aware of ourselves as bodies that all the media came out of, the medium that resonates with that phase is the magazine. Because what is the magazine? It's a weekly encyclopedia of all activities from other media. All right?
Okay.
It's a comprehensive medium as cultural content. The form is the anthropomorphic physical, which is the media, which is where all the media came from. And that's where I have Ben is Dead magazine. We'll develop this next show. I predict Bin Laden in this chart. Ben is Dead. Just those words resonate with the theme of people wondering whether Bin Laden is still alive or not.
Let me tell folks.
Is he dead or not?
Yeah, is he?
Were you going to say something?
I was just going to remind folks that they're tuned to KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. This is Radio Alchemy on Something's Happening with Roy of Hollywood. I'm your host, Eben Ray, and we have been following along through a spider web of interrelated categories of, threads. Threads that are taking us through the environment that we swim in today, a historical reflection up to today's current bubbly that we are in. And we are doing that with Bob Dobbs. Now, I want for you, if you are listening to this during the day, afterwards, where to go to see what we've been talking about is to go to www.mcluhaninstitute.org, and that's MC luhaninstitute.org /Baedeker, Baedeker, and you're going to go to the section on the website of his charts. We've been talking about, Bob Dobbs's formula chart is where we started, which then led us to the one that we are closing on as the introduction to Bob's tiny note chart. And when you look at it, you're like, yeah, tiny, right? But that is a fraction of the formula chart. And so all those charts are there. Rewind, look at this again, because we're going to continue following this this thread, which helps give us a grounded basis to all the conversations that we're having now and in the future. What were you going to say, Bob?
I would just say that to make it simple in light of what we've talked about over the last 4 months, one of my main things I introduced in this discussion with you, ongoing discussion, was the four bodies. The physical body, the astral body, the TV body, and the chip body. You can map, since that is the four constituents of the Android meme, which is inside, around, and parallel to us, and shrinking daily, so that we begin to feel and are seduced into feeling independent of all media. You can begin to look at what I laid out and put these four bodies on it. The physical IG Farben chemical body is the LaRouche quadrant, replay of 1840-1900 cultural imagery. The TV body is the McLuhan quadrant, the holopathic television satellite. It's the subatomic particle meson in the sex quadrant, replay 1900-1918. The astral body is in the William Irwin Thompson New Age quadrant, which has a ratio, sensory ratio, of kinetic, osmic, acoustic in relation to proprioceptive and visual senses, replaying 1918 to 1945. And the chip body is the Croker quadrant with these particular characteristics and cultural resonances laid out in that quadrant. The bodies, the four bodies, physical, in quotes, physical, because we don't fully know the constituents of the physical, but the Western idea of physical is chemicals and regular Western science over the last 100 years. That body, plus the astral body, the TV body, and the chip body, make up the Android meme. But when you get to my quadrant, the fifth quadrant, we are beginning to look at the anthropomorphic physical, which is where all this technology came from.
Right.
Us.
Right.
And we don't fully know what us is. Every culture defined and mapped the body, but now we find out that we were growing new appendages, which in effect is discovering that we did have a TV body and a chip body, and an astral body. We're now approaching full awareness that there is a larger body we're part of, and that's, I call that, the mystery body, which is still being excavated by us as we develop new technologies and replays.
We have around 2 minutes left. In these last 2 minutes, Bob, could you talk about the importance of numbers along your left axis within the holopathic radio satellites? You have 7 holopathic television satellite, 22. And I know that through correspondences and looking at some of your articles, that numbers play a great role. Could you tell us, you know, in these closing minutes, what the why these numbers and variables, you see synchronicity and see them come up in different ways, and why that's so important?
The Android meme wakes up any cultural idea, any content, any figure, any system that ever has been developed in rapidity over 24 hours and then replays that 24/7. So I take from all systems. So you will follow these sections in the chart, and they all match up within their own discipline. So there is the phenomenon of numbers that humans invented. And I've noticed over the last 30 years, 4 numbers show up, 22, 18, 7, and 14. And since LaRouche is the 19th century, the old number 7, which was archetypally the lucky number, that is no longer the lucky number. According to my sources, the new lucky number is unfolding as 8. That's why I have that in the Dobbs quadrant. But in between that, 22 dominated in the 80s, 14 dominated in the 90s, and 18 lingered in the New Age world. Those four numbers represent a shaping. Every attempt we make to think and perceive the world is a shaping of the world, as we impinge on how we are shaped by it. So I take numbers from math, and those are the 4 and plus number 8, which is put on its side as an infinity sign, to represent the mystery body, the fifth body, which is what the Android meme is eventually trying to become, to take the cultural meme of math and numerology, those are the numbers that made the short list. And if you go to International Connection, a show in Toronto on CKLN, you go to their website, International Connection, just Google that, you will see they have a Club 22 section, and they show the endless use of the number 22 by everybody over the last 5 years. George Bush goes on and on with 22. It shows up in all kinds of news stories. So does 14. But if you want to see the repetition of 22, you can go to the International Connection website. So just as I have magazines, I've got to have numbers. Just like I got to have terms from the occult, the astral body, the causal body. Just like I've got to have the instinctual, consciousness, politics, sex, and God. I've got to have philosophy, monad, triad, dyad, tetrad, and the pentad. I've got to have dates. I've got to have cultural heroes like Madonna, Mickey Mantle, people from sports, Will Chamberlain, Gordie Howe. I've got to have body processes, kiss, fellatio cunnilingus, unisex, joined at the hip, and in the 90s, the horny device.
Viagra.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
And so in the sentence at the very bottom, waiting for organic bodies, the true anthropomorphic physical, the spinning clothing crystals have danced the hex advertisement. That is a decade dance, and the punchline of practicality, this has to be taught in schools, because every kid born today, or even the last 10, 15 years, has to absorb and go through all the imagery since the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. They got to go through the decade dance, because they remain here, because they're forever retrievable. So most of the kids in the 80s and 90s spent their time processing all the movies and records that their previous generations had. So this is a guide that structures the memes that the kids are looking for that they aren't made aware of.
Oh, Bob, darling, we are out of time, and it always absolutely splashes by, but I think that this was the most broad in-depth trajectory of discussion that we've had. And fortunately, it was based on something that people can go to and physically watch along and track along and really get a grasp and at least tantalize them to want to get more of a grasp on these pie charts, on these flow charts. And you can find them at www.mcluhaninstitute.org/Bettiger. All right, darlings, and you will see Bob Dobbs' formula chart, Bob Dobbs' tiny pie chart, and you get to listen to this interview and follow these along, and we will continue this. So keep them handy, print them out, look for those number sequences at International Connection up there in Canada, and have fun with it, because you are on the way forward, leading edge in speaking about media ecology and the environments that emanate from our body technology. Isn't it amazing how beautiful it is? Forget about nanotechnology and these frickin' light computers and all this stuff. You are the light computer, and everything comes from you. So, Bob, darling, as always, want to thank you so much for your insight, for your sharing, and wanting people to know that things become obsolete so quick. So, got to keep looking, got to keep searching, and I think that you are making people want to do that. And I thank you again for your time.
It's been a real pleasure. Again.
Absolutely. All right, loves, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking with John Rappaport. What is the secret of secret societies? All right, this is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, Radio Alchemy. I'm Eben Ray, darlings. Love you all, and see you in the next hour.